Proceed.
May it please the court. The district court erred in granting summary judgment on three grounds. I'm going to begin this afternoon by discussing the ground that defendants focus most of their attention on, and that's whether Google's AdWords system receives information for selecting one of the two or more positions that a bidder wishes to maintain. The claim construction issue here is whether this information for selecting is limited to a bidder's express choice of a single non-contingent position, or instead whether it may include a position and conditions. And the relevant example here would be the bidder says, I want position number one, provided that there's no competing bidder that bids a greater amount. That would be information for selecting. If we look at the claim language, it contains the phrase information for selecting, which tells us that information, which is broad, it's not limited. It doesn't say that the information must be a specific position, an express position, or a selected position. Instead, it could be, for example, a position and a condition, or as the patentee said during the prosecution history, it could be parameters for selecting a position. The defendants don't dispute that the information for selecting is found in a form where it is received from the bidder, and after that information is received from the bidder, it is used by the system. So we've got information received from the bidder, it's then used by the system for what? For selecting. So the information is then received by the bidder, the information for selecting, and it's used by the system for selecting.
Well, let me ask you an aside. I understand there are four products accused of infringement, and I'm a little unclear, but I think that I appreciate that some of the products have a position preference feature and some of the products do not. Is that correct?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And so I was a little confused because the district court suggested that you all didn't separately argue that that position preference feature rendered some claims infringing. Is that right? I mean, did you not separately argue?
Well, we argued them together because on all of these issues, it's the same analysis. But we provided two separate analyses. For example, on this case, or for this issue, the position preference feature, if that's invoked and someone selects position number one, they say, I want position number four, then that is information for selecting one position. In addition, that would be one. That would be the one alternative. The second alternative would be if they did not select a specific position or a range of positions. Instead, said we want position number one if we can achieve it within our maximum bid. If not, position two, and so forth. So we separately argued both. There are two different alternatives. There's another issue that raises them separately. We didn't simply say it's only.
But even if we were to conclude that the district court was correct with regard to the prosecution history estoppel requiring a specified position to be articulated as part of the bid management input data, then you still have some subset of products that would not warrant summary judgment, at least on that basis, correct?
That is correct, Your Honor. That is correct. Absolutely right.
But you don't argue the position preference devices separately in your blue brief, as I read your brief.
Well, we have separate paragraphs addressing them in the infringement analysis. There's alternative one, position preference is invoked, alternative two, it's not.
But position preference with respect to the particular infringing accused system, or position preference as a matter of the claim element?
Just to be clear, it's not that there's a system that there's not.
I mean, it's a feature that can be. It's an optional feature, as I understand it, on AdWords, right?
Right, right. It's the AdWords system as a whole has two paths you can take. Path one, invoke position preference. Path two, do not.
Right, and I just didn't see any. I mean, the red brief has a page, I think, or two that deal with the position preference option, but your blue brief doesn't address the position preference option of AdWords as I read it.
I don't believe that's correct.
I don't want to take up your time. Maybe before your rebuttal, you can point to where
we specifically
call out that option as and make a separate infringement argument with respect.
Yes,
to that.
I could point that out. Let me turn to Judge Moore's suggestion that there was a prosecution estoppel issue. That is their principal argument about this, Your Honor. But the prosecution history makes clear there's simply no prosecution estoppel regarding this claim construction. The patentee never once said The reason we're distinguishing prior art is based upon the fact that the bidder here could input a specific single position. All of the features that were used to distinguish prior art were reducing a bid. For example, the prior art didn't have a system where you could automatically reduce a bid, automatically check whether your bid was too high, and then lower the bid. And just to make that point, I think it would be helpful if we looked at an example of the prosecution history in the joint appendix. And I'm going to suggest we look at pages A159 and A160. I'll just wait a second. And if you see in A159, it talks about interview summary on the left side. These are remarks of the patentee. And at the end of that first paragraph, it distinguishes Fisher and Davis, the prior art, saying that they do not fail to disclose a system or method which automatically decrements or lowers a bid if the bid is found to be higher than needed to maintain a selected position of priority. And then on the next page, you see they emphasize that, and you can see what the patentee actually emphasizes by underlining that the Davis system does not automatically check the bidder's position. Davis provides no means to automatically lower a bidder's bid. The features that were used to distinguish prior art were automatically checking if the bid was too high and then automatically lowering it. And if we look then at the claim language, which at the back of the blue brief is on page 102, column 14, we'll see that the claims have numerous steps. There are actually six steps. The issue that we're concerned with about receiving bid management data that has information for selecting, that's the very first step, step A. The steps that were dealt with during prosecution were steps B through F, particularly the last two steps, E and F. Those were the ones that were added during prosecution. That was what was used to distinguish prior art. And you'll see that in those steps E and F, there is, quote, the selected position of priority. The selected
position. The examiner interview that you referred to and the statements that you referred to weren't the end of the story here. There was subsequent prosecution. There was even a subsequent interview, and the applicant articulated remarks after that subsequent interview on A177, and I think that's probably the portion of the prosecution history that your opposing counsel would be more likely to want to direct us to. And in that, on A177, the applicant characterized the examiner's statement as one in which the prior art does not teach a system or method that checks whether a bidder's bid is too high for a specific position of priority or ranking that a bidder wishes to maintain in an auction.
Exactly, Ron. That's exactly the point that I'm making here. If you look at that, the emphasis there is does the prior art check whether it's too high for a position? It's not that it was a specific...
You added, as part of the amendment to the claims, all of this language about a specific or a selecting one of the two or more positions of priority that the first bidder wishes to maintain in the auction. That was language that was added during prosecution history. Now, the reason that you're explaining to me is seems to me relatively reasonable and plausible, but Festo doesn't tell us to look behind and try to figure out what we think is the most likely reason language was added. It tells us to presume it was added to overcome prior art on its face.
There's no Festo issue here, and this is not doctrine of equivalence. This is claim construction. There must be a clear and unambiguous disavowal of claim scope.
Well, you also argue doctrine of equivalence.
Not
here,
for this so issue, Your Honor.
Not for this issue.
No, we do not. No, we do not, Your Honor. The sole issue here is whether there is a clear and ambiguous disavowal. And as Your Honor said, our position is certainly reasonable. In fact, it is the most reasonable position. Theirs is unreasonable. If you look at the steps that were added, the steps that were added were checking for whether the first bid is higher and checking if the first bid is higher than needed to maintain, not that there was a specific position.
But later in the prosecution history, if I can move on to, I think, A203, this is the examiner's characterization of the reasons, I think, for allowability. And the examiner says, Fisher checks for whether a first bid is higher than needed to maintain the selected position, right? In Fisher's case, that was the highest ranking position. But this material is regarded as patentable subject matter because, in this case, you allow or you facilitate checking for any position that is selected, presumably by the bidder, right?
Yes, Your Honor, but to be clear, when that checking step is happening and when the reducing and decrementing steps are happening, there is a single specific position. That's true in AdWords. The issue here is when the information...
The question is who picks the position. If the bidder picks the position, then if that's what is required by the patent, then AdWords does not infringe, correct?
That is not correct, Your Honor. Even under the court's claim construction, it would still infringe.
Why?
The information is provided by the bidder.
No, no. Bidder picks position. I'm the bidder. I say I want position 4.
That's one way to do it, Your Honor.
No, no. And does that infringe?
Yes.
How?
Well, because that's information for selecting one or more positions. That's one position. AdWords then will, if the person
okay.
chooses
all right. that... All right, that infringes. All right. Now, if I can't select a position, does that infringe? If I have a device that doesn't allow me to select position 4.
If you're not able to provide any information, it does not infringe.
No, I provide information. I say, this is my bid. Give me whatever comes out of the algorithm.
If that's all it were, right. I don't know if that would infringe or not. That's not AdWords, though.
Why?
AdWords is you have two options. When you sign on, you agree that you're going to get the highest position that you can achieve if you provide a maximum bid. If you don't want to go that way, instead of providing a maximum bid, you can provide a specific position you want to achieve. But under the first formulation, you are saying, I want position 1. That's my position. I'm selecting one position, unambiguously, if there's nobody that outbids me. It's unambiguous. Now, what if somebody outbids me? Well, then I want position 2. It's true that there are conditions, but there's nothing in the claim language, in the prosecution history, in the specification, that suggests you can't have conditions. You can't say, I want position 1 under these conditions. I want position 2 under these conditions. In fact, the phrase is bid management data. It's that broad. It's true that it must include information for selecting, but it's also the case that the system itself must implement that. There's no doubt. It's an automated system. It must take that information and implement it. The question is, what is the information that's provided? See that I'm in my rebuttal time.
You are. Let's hear from the other side, and we'll save you rebuttal time. Mr. Verhoeven.
Hey, please, Court. Good afternoon, Your Honors. I'd like to start by just taking a step back, if I could, and just looking at the bigger picture here. What is the innovation of the 151 patent?
I'd rather, instead of you go big picture, if you okay. don't mind, could you go right to this issue, because this is an issue that I'm struggling with. And if you have time left at the end, maybe then you could do big picture.
Sure.
But the issue is, what does Claim 1 and or Claim 11 require vis-a-vis this selected position?
Well, both Claim 1 and Claim 11, in terms of the claim construction, I believe this is your question is directed to the claim construction aspect, Your Honor. And if you look at the language of the claims and the intrinsic evidence, the answer is they both require that the bidder, advertiser bidder, select a particular position of priority, one position of priority out of a set of two or more. And you can look right at the claim language, Your Honor.
So you would say that if I was able to say I am willing to pay 50 cents for position 1, but only 25 for position 2, and 5 cents for any position 3 through 12, that would meet this claim limitation if the software allowed someone to express those sorts of preferences?
I would say that what the claim limitation requires is that in addition to a monetary bid, which was in the prior art, like go2.com, the innovation here is you also submit, you bid for a position. You select mm-hmm. a specific position, and that's the whole point of the innovation is instead of just, here's my bid, hope I win, you say, here's my maximum bid, but here is where I want to be, 2, 3, 4, whatever the position is.
And so if the software allows for that, then it infringes this limitation in your view.
If the software were to allow for the bidder to specify a specific position, yes, that particular element would be met as long as all the other elements are met.
I understand. I'm just talking about that element. And do you acknowledge that there are some versions of AdWords that are accused of infringement in this litigation which have a position preference feature.
Position preference, I acknowledge, is a feature you can turn on. And position preference, however, the answer is yes.
I thought there were some versions that were sold that don't have that feature even available. Is that wrong? There are four versions accused of infringement.
Right.
I have trouble keeping track.
I don't dispute that a small number of people use the position preference feature in connection with AdWords. I have a couple of points that are really important to make since there hasn't been a lot of briefing on this. One is the position preference feature is a feature that never, ever compares a bidder's amount to another bidder's amount. The position preference feature looks at a bidder A's bid over time without comparing it to any other bids, and then over time, say a day or so, figures out whether you can maintain a position by lowering it or increasing it a little bit. It's not even part of the auction, really. It's sort of a side feature. And so it's undisputed. That's one of the reasons you don't see a lot of briefing here, because it's undisputed that position preference, the way it works, that's not the auction. The auction is a different process. But the important point, I think, a takeaway point here that's dispositive for your analysis, Your Honor, is that it's undisputed that when someone's using position preference, that feature never checks your bid. You're the one who turned it on, bidder A's bid, against any other bids.
Wait, but are you just linking that with your quality control argument or that algorithm that... Are you saying the reason it never compares bids is it's not comparing simply the pure bids, it's comparing quality score.
No, it's a different reason. It's a side feature. So you still have the auction still run the same way, whether position preference is on or not, and that's why the appellant has argued the auction feature, because the position preference is a side feature that you can use, but the actual auction is the one that involves the quality score. So the position preference over here is not using the quality score until you plug in a bid amount into an actual real auction. They are different.
And I guess I'm not following the difference. Can you try it again?
The way AdWords works is you have an auction. You submit... The bidder submits a maximum bid, which is typically maximum cost per click, advertising text, and then perhaps keywords that they wish to have associated with the ad. The bidder does not submit, as part of the auction process, any selection of a position of priority. You never say, as part of the auction, I would like to be position two. Never. Whether position preference is on or position preference is off.
So it's divorced from the bidding.
I'm sorry?
It's divorced
from
the bidding.
Exactly. It's a side thing that you can use to try to improve your bidding number that you put in the actual auction. But it's not part of the auction. And it's undisputed that it's not part of the auction. And so the actual auction, it takes maximum CPC and applies a complex machine learning algorithm, which we refer to as the quality score, and that goes to the other issue, Judge Moore, but that actually is not part of position preference. Position preference is before the auction, or it's outside of the auction, and if someone's using position preference, that may change the bid they submit, their max CPC amount, but they never submit in the auction a selection of a position of priority in the actual auction. Never happens.
Well, then what is the position preference feature? Is it simply maintaining a ranking that they achieved rather than articulating
the specific
thing they
want? It's historical data. So I say, this is purely hypothetical, but say I'll pay between 3 and 5, or I want to be in positions 3 to 5. Let's say you want to be in positions 3 to 5. It looks at your bids and sees where historically you've ended up in the live auctions, and then it can provide information that allows you to change your actual bid amount to get closer to a 2 or a 3 or a 4. But the actual auction, even with position preference on, is simply the maximum CPC that gets submitted, and then a complex algorithm we call quality score looks at your ad text, it looks at your keywords, it looks at the ad itself, looks at user location, all kinds of different things to assign an ad.
Am I right that the district court did not decide summary judgment of non-infringement on, with regard to the position preference feature use, the district court. So when the position preference feature is being utilized, the district court reached summary judgment on all of the alternative grounds he or she articulated, but did not find summary judgment of non-infringement when that feature is being used on that basis. He didn't say there's no infringement of the position preference requirement even when the position preference feature is being used, did he?
I'd have to reread it to be absolutely precise, Your Honor. Just one second. Says the court said that while the position preference feature allows a bidder to enter a range of preferred positions, it is AdWords, the auction, that still determines the advertisement's position based on ad rank. And so, again, the distinction is...
No, but did he find summary judgment of non-infringement for failing to satisfy that feature?
I don't think that the opinion directly says that one way or the other, Your Honor.
So that's not something that's in front of us, then?
That's correct, Your Honor.
So it's not in front of us whether or not... So unfortunately, I've wasted a bit of your time here. So it means it's not in front of us whether or not summary judgment of non-infringement was warranted on the basis of the features when it's employing position preference.
I agree with that only if you're talking about that one element.
Because
there's other elements in
Absolutely.
Here about comparing the bidder A against bidder B and then checking that against the position preference, checking that against the position of priority that's selected by the bidder, and then you increase it or decrease it in order to maintain the position of priority within the auction. And the court found no version of AdWords does that, Your Honor.
So is it enough if the software allows the bidder to say, I want the highest position I can get, I'm bidding 50 cents a click? If 50 cents a click garners me position one, I'm okay with that. If it garners me position two, I'm okay with that. Give me the highest position I can get.
That's GoTo.com, Your Honor.
But that is what the trial court seems to have said by way of claim construction, isn't it?
I don't believe so.
Well, he says, and I'm reading from A12, talking about the bidding position has to be a specific bidding position. But there is nothing in the claim language or specification that indicates the bidder must choose a specific position. The bidder may choose the highest bidding position possible. That's Judge Moore's question. That's what the trial judge has said, right?
That's the language of the opinion, absolutely.
Right.
I interpret that to me. I mean, if you read the opinion in its whole, you can see that the court very clearly and expressly said that the selected position of priority is a specific position.
Right, but that's the odd thing. He says it has to be specific, but it doesn't have to be express, which I find a dichotomy that's a little hard to get my hands on. But the judge seemed to have it pretty clearly in mind that highest position available is specific, albeit not express.
I would interpret it slightly different, and I agree that I had a little trouble reading that in the context of everything else in the opinion as well. But I think what the judge was addressing was the golf tee time example.
Well, but he didn't limit himself. That was the example that led him into this discussion. But the discussion is plainly a discussion of plain language, right? The problem in essence is what you're sticking, at least on this element, you're staking your case on the fact that you can't go in AdWord and say, I want third place. But anytime somebody submits a request, it is presumably, it's the nature of an auction, you're asking for the highest that I can get for my money, right?
But
Isn't that inherent in the auction?
Your Honor,
But the question is, let me put it this way.
Okay.
Are you asking us to walk away from this part of the district court's opinion?
Well, I'm not sure I'd say I'd ask you to walk away from it. I think that,
I would disagree with
you. I'm asking you to interpret it the following way, because I think we want to try to bring harmony to the order. And the order very clearly says that it is a specific position that's selected by the bidder all over the place in the order, in a couple of places, I should say. So I would interpret that language as referring to the golf tee example, and it's talking about how you select, Judge Bryson. So not that you do select specific, but how do you do it? You have to do it a specific way. Do you have to say 9 a.m., Or can you simply say, I want the premium time? And so I think that's how I would interpret it. This was briefed before the court, Your Honor, on summary judgment, and this argument that you're considering was made, and the court still carried on with its construction and found that there was a specific, that the claims required that the bidder select a specific position, and then found that in the AdWords there was no ability for a bidder to select a specific position. All they could do was maximum CPC keywords and ad rank. So that's how I would interpret it, Your Honor. Do I think that portion of the opinion is vital to the important analysis of the claims? I would say no. I would say that the court's reasoning in the order about the selected position of priority is clear, it's concise. If you look at the prosecution history, as Judge Moore went through and Judge Bryson, you went through, there really is no question that because of prior art, the patentee was required to claim basically what he said his invention was, which is the ability for a bidder to say, I want a specific position, one of two or more positions of priority, going all the way down to saying, not just selected, you have to select one of two or more positions of priority. So it's clear that if you look at the intrinsic evidence in the prosecution history, that what the patentee narrowed its invention to was a bidder specifically saying position one, specifically saying position two.
But as I understood Mr. DeVell say, if we could agree that the either the express request or the effective request was for position three or position one, specifically position one, let's say, then that would infringe as he views it. And I understand that at least on this element, you don't disagree with that.
I don't disagree that you...
I put the question very
clearly. Okay.
What I'm trying to ask is AdWords, if AdWords were amenable to a request for top position, then with respect to that request, this limitation would be infringed, correct?
No, only because...
Okay,
only
because, that's what I want to hear.
Only because there's no other options, okay? AdWords...
Well, there's lots of other options, but if you say one of two or more is first, right? I mean, that's one of the ones you can pick.
No, to say that a system that has no ability to select anything except the highest,
right,
which is essentially what they're saying, is essentially what GoTo is.
That's why I'm
takes away to... the whole meaning of selecting, because you don't have an opportunity to select.
Well, you can either...
Do you like number one or number one? You know, I mean, that's not a selection. And so,
well, you can say, I'll take either number one or I don't want anything, or I'll take whatever you've got. That's two choices, at least.
Well, I don't see where there's any option for that to be filled in the AdWords system.
I would have thought your answer would have been not if the system's doing the selecting rather than the bidder. Because the system
certainly
is the one selecting in Judge Bryson's hypothetical, isn't it? Because the system is going to rank you and determine where you fall, so it's not really the bidder doing the selecting.
That's a very good point, and I wish I'd thought of it. But that's absolutely another reason.
Well, but
the system
hypothetical is saying if AdWords did allow you to do that,
uh-huh,
then it would be the bidder who would be saying, I don't want to play unless I can be first, right? That's my hypothetical. The bidder says, I'll only play if I can be number one.
There are hypotheticals dangerous, but quick answer is AdWords doesn't do that.
Right.
It doesn't give you the option. Right. You submit your max CPC, and you don't submit any information about where you want to be, and to say that, well, even though you haven't chosen anything, you've resulted in a position because of other information you've submitted, the system is selecting, and that meets the claim language, as the district court said, that nullifies the innovation here, and it's directly contrary with prosecution history, and I see my time is up, so unless there's further questions, I'll thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Verhoeven.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Dovell.
First, Your Honor, Judge Bryson, page 41 of the blue brief is where we address position preference on that issue. I want to focus my time with Judge Moore on this question of the prosecution history. It is very important that we agree on the following. The patentee never used the phrase specific position
with respect to the information received from the bidder, from the bid management data. Specific position is the phrase that Your Honor's called out as in the prosecution history. That phrase, specific position, was never used with respect to step A, this information received from the bidder, the bid management data. That's fundamental to understand. And to make that clear, if we look at the claims, again, at the blue brief, page A102, column 14, step A is this receiving bid management information. Whenever the patentee talked about a specific position, it was with respect to the checking and incrementing and reducing steps. That's steps B through F as we've labeled them.
Which page are you on?
A102, column 14 of the patent.
Oh, you're just in the patent.
Okay. Yes, just in the patent.
All right.
So we looked
in the patent. Well, you said that's steps A through whatever, as you labeled them, but the patent doesn't have labels.
It does not. No,
so I thought maybe you were on a specific page in your brief or something with labels.
No, I'm sorry, Your Honor. Okay. If we look at that first step, receiving bid management data, that's the one where this claim term, information for receiving or information for selecting, appears. The patentee never used the phrase specific position with respect to that information that's received or bid management data. You won't find that anywhere in the prosecution history. Instead, Your Honor, what the defendants point to are phrases where the patentee is talking about checking to see whether the bid is higher than needed to maintain a specific position. That's way down here, the next to the last step. Or with respect to the very last step.
Well, suppose that I read the prosecution history as requiring the claim, where I require the bidder to select one or more positions of priority. Does AdWords do that?
Absolutely, Your Honor.
How?
The bidder has two choices. Path one is you can say, I want position number four, or I want just position number one. I don't want anything else. That's the answer to Judge Bryson's question. You can do that.
Well, I didn't think AdWords allowed you to. Oh, you're saying if they elect the position preference
right.
feature.
You can say, listen, I want position one. That's all I want.
But okay, aren't there versions that are being accused of infringement that don't utilize the position preference feature?
Well, it's all the same version. The question is whether a user wants to go that way or a different path.
I'm sorry, I thought AdSense, and I may be wrong, but I thought AdSense doesn't have a position preference feature. Am I misremembering the factual? Because there are four different products accused of infringement. I realize they're all related. But I thought the AdSense product didn't have position preference.
I don't recall the answer to that one. I just don't.
Okay.
But let's take the second path, which is...
AOL doesn't have... AOL's product doesn't have position preference.
It is essentially the same as the AdWords one, yes. It's a white label version of it.
But it's a white label version without the position preference feature.
I don't recall that. I don't believe so. I think the evidence is just the opposite.
Okay, say that I remember that it doesn't. And just... So... Okay, so how... If it doesn't have a position preference feature, how would it infringe that claim language of selecting one of the two or more positions of priority?
Because the bidder states when he signs up that I agree that I will be, that I'm going to be seeking the highest position that I can get consistent with a maximum CPC bid if I provide that. So the bidder then provides that maximum bid. That's the bid management data.
Well, selecting the highest, how is that selecting one of two or more?
Well, there's certainly, you know, 1 through 10 positions. And
but you're not selecting number 2 or 3. You're saying, I want the highest.
Well, you're saying, I want number 1 if I can get that, unless somebody outbids me.
What you're saying is that you are selecting whatever the system spits out as what you can get for your money.
I would not phrase it that way. No,
I know you wouldn't, because that's not helpful to your case.
Because
but
it's not
but
true
it
either.
It seems to me it's exactly what you're saying.
No, it's not true.
All right.
You are saying, I want position number 1. You're not saying, I'm willing to take number 5 if I could have got number 1.
No,
you're
of course.
That.
You say, give me the highest you can give me. If you can give me 1, terrific. Otherwise, if my money will only buy me 5, fine, I'll take that.
You're saying, I want position number 1. Unless someone outbids me. It's not even my, you know, it's a specific max CPC. If someone's going to outbid that, if the conditions are such that no one's outbidding me, I want position 1. It's unambiguous. Under that condition, I want position 1. It's also unambiguous when I want position 2. It's also unambiguous when I want position 3.
So you're saying it performs all of the checking steps?
Yes, those steps, absolutely, Your Honor. Those steps, we presented evidence to deal with the checking, raising, lowering steps. It does all those steps. They don't move for summary judgment on those steps.
But am I not correct that if you wanted position 4, set aside position preference,
yes,
you could not go to AdWord and say, give me position 4?
If you wanted position 4, and you're not using position preference, then you don't want position 4. You're not saying that's what I want.
Let's say hypothetically I do want position 4 and I'm using AdWord without position preference, and can I use AdWord to request and obtain position 4?
If you're not using position preference, the answer is no, you can't do that. You can't do that. But that's not part of the patent. The patent is what information is received on the system side. Does the system receive information that it can use to select one position that the bidder wishes to maintain? We know a position the bidder wishes to maintain. They tell us when they say unambiguously, I want position 1, if I can get that, if not, position 2, and so forth. I know I'm in my over my rebuttal time, but I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dovell, Mr. Verhoeven. Case is taken under submission.